Ja, die Elections in Czech Republic on Friday and Saturday. Es gab am Freitag und Samstag vorgezogene Neuwahlen in der Tschechischen Republik wegen diversen Bespitzelungs- und Korruptionsskandalen. There were several scandals in June and the parliament dissolved itself. And now we have 7 parties in the parliament and the Social Democrats are quite strong or are the strongest power. But there are also populist parties, as you call them, like Andrej Babiš, the billionaire in the parliament. And you were on a demonstration to support Social Democrats yesterday. What is your impression?
It's a bit more complicated because it's true that the populist parties succeeded much more than we expected. The party of the billionaire Andrej Babiš is the second strongest in parliament, and it has almost 20% of all the votes and mandates. The party of this Japanese guy, Tomio Okamura, this like a really even racist party, is also in the parliament, and nobody wants to cooperate with them. But the problem is that the Social Democrats were expected to win much higher percentage of the votes, like 20% of the votes were not what was expected of them. We expected that they will have something between 25 or 30% of the votes. And now the problem why I was at the demonstration last night is because the Social Democrats, now there is a conflict in the party, it's an intra-party conflict between people who are connected to our president, like people who are very much connected with local, regional, particular business purposes or with structures similar to mafia connected to organized crime. And this wing of the party, of the Social Democratic Party, is trying to overthrow the leader of the party. But I think they did the wrong thing. They did not think right when they tried to overthrow the leader, because they did that in a way that's not like legal. People really support this this chairman of the party very much. Now we are organizing ourselves on Facebook. There was this demonstration last night, and it's an open conflict. I don't know how it's going to end, but it's important.
Die Populisten waren jetzt stärker, sagt Joschka gerade, als wir erwartet haben. Also sie haben ja an die 20% hat Andrej Babiš bekommen oder knapp drunter. Dieser andere japanische Kandidat, der ja sogar rassistisch sich äußert und xenophob, mit dem will niemand kooperieren, der ist auch sehr stark geworden. Die Sozialdemokraten haben an die 20% bekommen, wollten aber mehr, haben 25-30% angestrebt. Deswegen gab es auch schon innerparteiliche Konflikte. Die Seite, die dem Präsident relativ treu ist, dem regionalen und lokalen Businessleuten und dem organisierten Verbrechen treu sind, die wollen jetzt, so Joschka, den Parteivorsitzenden quasi stürzen. Aber es gibt eine große Unterstützung aus der Bevölkerung für die Sozialdemokraten. Also eben gestern diese Demo auf Facebook, gibt's eine Gruppe, etc.
Were there lots of people on the demonstration yesterday?
Actually, yes. I was amazed by how quick was the reaction, because like we put up a Facebook page at 8 in the evening. Then we put up the Facebook event, and in less than 24 hours we succeeded to mobilize over 1,500 people. I think that was the estimated number of people who were there yesterday, chanting the name of the chairman. And like some people from the party that I know were telling me like, yesterday, when they tried to overthrow him, we thought that it's over, that they are going to take over the party. But now it seems that the tide is turning.
Also es waren gestern 1500 Leute auf der Demo zur Unterstützung des Parteivorsitzenden, haben immer seinen Namen gerufen und eigentlich dachte dieser Vorsitzende schon, es sei vorbei, aber wie es jetzt aussieht, eben, sie haben diese Menge innerhalb von 24 Stunden auf die Beine gestellt via Facebook und anderen sozialen Medien und es sieht jetzt schon etwas, vielleicht etwas besser aus, wenn wir es optimistisch äußern können. Meine nächste Frage wäre, welche Möglichkeiten da bestehen, wer mit wem koalieren kann. So my question would be, what are the possibilities of coalition right now?
Now the most likely coalition to come out of the negotiations between the parties is a coalition of the Social Democrats with the silent support of this billionaire party, because he doesn't want to go into a coalition government. He only wants to support some legislative stuff to go through the parliament, some laws that he wants to pass through the parliament, and he will support. And maybe it will be coalition with the People's Party, like Christian Democrats. But they said right now, which is quite helpful to us, that they will not negotiate with the Social Democracy before they solve these intra-party problems, and that they will also negotiate also with the chairman of the party, who has been revoked from the negotiations, but he said he will not respect this, because his mandate is from the voters, not from party organs.
Also die wahrscheinlichste Sache, die wahrscheinlichste Koalition wird es wahrscheinlich sein, eine Minderheitenregierung der Sozialdemokraten mit Billigung, mit stillschweigender Billigung dieses Billionärs oder Milliardärs Andrej Babiš, der aber einige Gesetze durchdrücken will. Ich meine, ich hätte was von Steuervereinfachung des Steuersystems gelesen und anderem. Also das so kurz gesagt, er will das Land wie ein Unternehmen führen. Erst einmal müssen aber die innerparteilichen Probleme gelöst werden. My last question, what are the suggestions of Andrej Babiš? Because I read always in the newspapers that he wants to run the country like an enterprise. And he talks about tax systems and make it more easier and stuff like this. Are those the laws that he wants to change?
It's funny. He was talking about that he wants to run the state like an enterprise, but now he doesn't want to enter a government. So, yes, it's basically what he wants is based on laws. He's a populist, so he took up a citizens' initiative which wants to pass a series of anti-corruption laws, which could be actually helpful because the Social Democracy or the wing of Social Democracy around the current chairman, who is defending himself against this so-called coup, is also supportive of these anti-corruption laws. But the problem is that, like, his economic program of this billionaire is, of course, a right-wing one. So he doesn't want, for example, progressive taxation. You know what I mean? That the rich people would pay more to the state, which is quite uncomfortable for me.
Neoliberal economic system. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Joschka, for your.
Thanks a lot.
And we'll talk to each other. Bye bye. Also kurz die Übersetzung. Andrej Babiš will nicht in die Regierung, will jetzt aber doch einige Gesetzesänderungen durchdrücken. Zum Beispiel wie ein Antikorruptionsgesetz, was den Sozialdemokraten vielleicht auch ganz gelegen käme. Wirtschaftlich ist er aber ganz klar eher auf der rechten Seite angesiedelt, beziehungsweise auf der neoliberalen Seite, was ja ganz klar ist, er ist ja ein Milliardär.